Hi there. The word for you today is, you must show compassion. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 45, Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you did not do it to the least of one of these, you did not do it to me." Every act of kindness you show to somebody in need, as well as every time you turn a blind eye, the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5 verse 10, that you will account for it when you stand before God to be judged, evaluated, and rewarded. Jesus is going to recount them one by one, one deed done to improve the lot of another person, even small ones. Indeed, everything Jesus mentions in chapter 25 of the book of Matthew seems small. For example, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to see me. One of the early church fathers pointed out, and I quote, "We do not hear Jesus say, 'I was sick and you healed me,' or 'I was in prison and you liberated me.' So that does away with the excuse. How could I heal a sick person or liberate somebody who's enslaved? Jesus said, 'I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me.' These works of mercy are simple deeds, yet in these simple deeds, we serve Jesus." Astounding, this truth. We serve Christ by serving needy people. Some of them live in jungles you can't find and have names you can't pronounce. Others who play in cardboard slums or sell sex on the street. Some of them brought their woes on themselves, and others inherited the mess from their parents. And you can't help all of them, but you can help some of them. And when you do, Jesus said you're serving him. And that is what he will talk to you about when you stand before him one day. And that is the word for you today.